It is the 29th of March, 2012. It's a Thursday. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me on the phone from his office in Fort Smith is Michael Tilley. He's the man behind thecitywire.com. This is the last time we will talk in March.
Yeah, oh, it is.
Yeah.
End of the first quarter of 2012 already.
Oh, that's right. In business terms, sure. I guess the top story on this Thursday is that they're a major player in the Poto economy is closing.
Yes, it's been it's not been as high profile, Kyle, as Whirlpool, but it was one of those things that we've watched over the years. It's just kind of been another slow death. That may not be the right way to phrase it, but the Bremner cracker plant, which employs now about 240, I mean, at one time, Kyle, there were around 500 employees. But that cracker plant used to be Wirtz. I mean, a long time ago, you know, part of the Fort Smith region history is there were a lot of cracker plants, food, that type of snack plants in the area. But there's another manufacturer going away, and one of the things we don't need in the Fort Smith area are manufacturers leaving. Bremner's closing in June, which unfortunately is the same time that Whirlpool has said they will close their plant here in Fort Smith. So if let's hope they change their minds, but if they don't, that's roughly 1,200, close to 1,300 jobs that will go away in June.
And that's a significant amount in that area.
Right, and we didn't have, you know, we just don't have them to lose. And we're, you know, Kyle, from about 10 years ago, our manufacturing employment is down just a little under 40%. The number of jobs in less than in a decade, as well as just a little over a decade, manufacturing jobs in the area have declined from around 30,700 to just a little bit below 19,000.
This may not be a fair question, but 10 years ago, could anyone see that steep a decline coming?
Well, I'm not going to pretend that I did. I think that there were some market watchers out there that were saying, you know, at some point we'll not be able to compete with these emerging countries, you know, the Chinas and the Pacific Rim countries in terms of manufacturing. I doubt anyone saw this deep of a decline, though.
Yeah. Arkansas incomes did grow in 2011, according to statistics released yesterday. And not a surprise, Arkansas still near the bottom when it comes to overall income.
Right. I guess if we want to try to find some good news in this, we didn't slip in our income did increase, as you said, 3.7% in 2011. And even when you factor in inflation, that's still a gain. Now, a couple of things to keep in mind. These can be adjusted. The 2010 numbers were adjusted down a little bit, so at some point, maybe 6-9 months from now, there'll be a change to these numbers. Let's hope it's not too much. But, you know, it is nice to be ranked 42nd on per capita income expansion, though. I mean, that's a move up, and I think we're 44th among the 50 states in personal income. But, you know, I think it's, as Governor Beebe says many times, and I'm sure the Republicans will beat him about the head and shoulders with this number, but he does say, you know, nothing in the 40s is good.
Right. We have to note the passing of Bud Harper, longtime Sebastian County judge.
Yes, this just came as a shock Wednesday morning, Kyle. Apparently, Judge Harper, who's 81 years old, was out mowing his lawn. Anyone who knows Judge Harper is not surprised by that. I mean, he's still he's always bigger than life, independent, self-made kind of guy. But he did a lot for this part of the world. He was county judge for 16, 18 years. I forget which. He was instrumental in a lot of key activities in this part of the world. He chaired the commission that oversaw the transfer of Fort Chaffee, portions of Fort Chaffee, to the civilian authorities. And now if we look at that, Kyle, I mean, the Fort Chaffee Redevelopment Authority, we have Graphic Packaging and Umarex and Mars Pet Care, and hopefully at some point Mitsubishi will open up out there. We have a lot of subdivisions growing out there. I mean, he you know, we have to give Judge Harper a lot of credit for that type of economic activity, because he ensured that was one of many, but he was a leader in ensuring that that property was transferred correctly and in a way that would benefit the community for the long term. But it's a deep loss because Kyle, he was still active in being a leader in the area.
I want to ask you quickly, we saw some poll numbers from the Hendricks College, the Talk Business Hendricks College poll that have come out showing that the Arkansas legislature as a whole, as an entity, is not that popular with voters. Do you think that has any ramifications for either political party in the state in November?
I'm not sure it has ramifications. I think that both sides, I would be surprised if both sides didn't try to use that to their advantage, but blame the other side. I would think maybe the Republicans would say, "Gosh, see, you know, the Democrats have been in charge for all these years, and here's what you think about them." And the Democrats can say, "Look, you know, the Republicans have been making life difficult on us, and look at Arkansas. We're one of the few states that has a balanced budget. We're not in debt like other states, and." All things considered, considering the recession, we're doing well. Both sides are going to play these numbers up to their advantage. I mean, you can count on that.
Finally, people will be able not to read you, not just hear you, but they will be able to see you beginning this weekend.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a good or a bad. I mean, I don't know if we should punish our readers that way, but we are proud, and Kyle, you're part of it, the CityWire show, which will air Saturday and Sunday. Saturday will air on KXNW. Sunday it'll air on KFSN, but we're partnering with 5 News, which I know KUAF is a content mm-hmm. partner as well. It'll be an hour show where we try to get a little deeper into business, politics, and arts and entertainment in the Northwest Arkansas and Fort Smith area. And we have a story about that show on the CityWire, so if folks want to get the details on channels and times, that's where it would be.
All right. Well, go apply the makeup, and I'll talk to you soon.
All right.
All right. Thanks, Mike.